Hello, people of the multiverse, and this week's guest is
absolutely f***ing no one, because we are knee-deep in quarantine at the moment.
That's right, so stick around and find out how the f*** we're filming this. Hello, people of the multiverse. I am one of your hosts, James, aka Quantum Cosplay.
And I'm Tim, aka UK Grayson. And welcome to Suit Up, the Cosplay Show.
Hey, guys. So, yes, this is a weird world we are living in right now.
Yes, very, very weird world. Yeah.
So, obviously, COVID-19 has just taken over everything.
Everyone is in lockdown, and this is a very different format, because I think the thing we want to make sure is that it's always going to be us and a guest, but at the moment, guests aren't an option.
As you can understand. So, yeah. So, we're going to run through a quick explainer of just how we're approaching this. Because this is currently our newest episode.
Yeah, this is our newest episode.
When we came up with the idea, we planned ahead, as Batman would. Mm-hmm. And we decided, we filmed 5 episodes ahead of time.
Before the lockdown happened.
To give us some breathing space.
Yes.
Thanks, COVID-19. You that up.
You f***ed that right up. However, we want to continue this because we're really happy with your guys' response. We really enjoy doing it, and we want to keep going. We just don't want to stop.
Exactly. So we're just going to quickly explain how we're doing this, because some people might freak out and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But so you were, first of all, cheers.
Cheers.
To the apocalypse.
It's a refreshing glass of water.
What? You don't drink water out of a glass like
no,
that.
No, you don't.
Oh, ginny gin gin. So you were in
Barbados
when this whole thing hit the
I'll take it from I was in Barbados. I hadn't had a holiday in a while. I'd been working constantly. And as I left the UK, it went into lockdown. And as I entered Barbados, they got their first confirmed case.
Yeah.
So I was tested at the UK border, the Barbados border, and then still had my holiday, reversed the same time.
Yeah.
And upon hearing that, we kind of were both talking.
Yeah, because I think you had about 3 or 4 days out there.
Five
days, yeah. And then lockdown hit.
Yeah.
And so I dropped you a message and was like, courier the Wayne jet. So, but obviously, knowing that we were going into lockdown, you and I made the decision to move in with one another.
Yeah.
Because we're both out of work.
Yeah.
We're both off work.
Yeah.
We're not out of work. We're off work.
Yeah.
And we knew we wanted to keep this going.
Yeah.
So we made the decision to move in with one another so we can film what will essentially be filler episodes, I guess. Yeah, where we kind of just talk about certain subjects. This is basically just us having
we want to make sure that this keeps going, because we really enjoy doing it. We enjoy the people that come on. We just want to keep this going, and we realise we can't just put it on hold then expect the same attention back. So we want to keep this going. So any episodes you see like this will be just us two because of quarantine, but we want you to know, as soon as quarantine's lifted and as soon as people can be social again, it will be back to the format of getting interesting people on.
Then you will be here.
Exactly.
But no, exactly. That's the thing. We've had such a positive response from everyone. So thank you to you guys so much.
Genuinely thank you. Genuinely.
Nearly hit 100 subscribers.
Nearly hit 100 subscribers.
Just that in itself is amazing.
People DMing us really positive things. People leaving positive comments. I know 100 subscribers is, you know, a fart in a hurricane compared to what is out there. For us, we've started off small, we're enjoying ourselves, and we want to continue, and we hope you continue with us.
Exactly. So we made the decision to, just move in one other film. Good. We don't know whether it'll be 2 or 3. Mm. We're just playing this by ear.
Yeah.
We'll probably film 2 or 3 their episodes. So we filmed 5, and if things have gone to plan, you will have seen Katia's episode, which should be episode 4, which would have recently dropped. This will then be episode 5, which would have been Elijah.
Yes.
So, so Elijah would have come on his episode 5, which is filmed. That will now probably sandwich between a couple of filler episodes. Yeah. So it's just to let you guys know that what we're doing is all safe and respecting
So respecting the lockdown moment,
but still allowing us to keep doing this in some form or another. Hopefully not for too long, just me and you, as much as I enjoy your company.
Yeah, but we do everything together.
Exactly.
And, you know, it'll become less of a shock when we elope and start a bar in a foreign country.
Exactly. Hence why we're drinking on the podcast, because it's the apocalypse, so... Crack open a drink and join us.
Please do, yeah. Whichever drink you fancy.
There's been some... I'm obviously with the Suit Up Instagram. I'm, like, we're trying to... like, shout out or, like, screenshot all the people who say they're watching the show and stuff. And I've seen a couple of people being like... drinking and watching the setup show, I'm like, we'll probably make
it better. Correct, sir. Yeah,
we'll
correct.
We'll probably make it 200% better.
Oh, definitely.
But, so that's where we currently stand. So this is just, it's going to be a filler episode. Yeah. We always had in the back of our mind that this might happen.
Yes.
Not because we released COVID-19, but because...
Don't start that rumor.
But because we basically knew that the task of doing this... Well, it's why we said it every couple of weeks. Getting a guest on, cosplayers live all over the UK. So it's going to be difficult regardless. But that's why we thought there may be the odd filler episode.
Yeah.
And that's what this will be, just me and you talking about
and
anything
have to,
and everything.
Yeah, has to specify as well that this is something we do in our free time. We both have full-time jobs, you know, families to support, businesses to save for.
Yeah, exactly.
But... now we find ourselves that we can.
Yeah.
So we want to keep it going.
The show must go on.
But also, that's why there's not going to be more, because hopefully sooner rather than later, when things do go back to normal, we don't want to give you like, well, you can have 7 episodes a week. And then when it comes back, you're like, we can't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The every 2 week still applies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like COVID-19, we just film a load of episodes and it has to go back to one every 2 weeks.
Unless you subscribe more and then we could do more. Hashtag just saying. Do people still say hashtag?
Hashtag yes.
Yeah. It showed my fucking age.
But I think that covers the sort of dots the I's and cross the T's.
That gives you a place of where we are.
Yeah, we hope you're all staying safe.
Yeah.
We hope you're all abiding by the rules. We hope that everyone's close ones and family and everyone's doing okay. And shout out to the NHS for doing a massive job.
Shout out to all people who are working through this.
Yeah, frontline.
Yeah, frontline workers.
So, thank you guys, because I mean, this isn't the worst lockdown to be in. I mean, it's horrendous, the situation that's out there, but when you compare it to things in history, I mean, being told you have to sit indoors and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we should feel very privileged that if, you know, every generation has a disaster.
A crisis.
In England particularly, this is ours, because I can't speak for everyone, but it could be far worse.
Yeah.
And exactly. So, and other countries do have it worse as well.
And I'm happy to sit indoors and do for the sake of making other people healthier. So.
Well, not cool, which we'll come on to later, because you've been doing some cosplay stuff. And definitely not cool because video games and movies have been released. We'll get into all that. This will be a good filler
episode.
We'll
see what we're going to talk about. We don't know. We're fly by the seat of our pants.
Exactly. So. Hence the gin. I mean, water. Mm. Hence the water.
Exactly. I mean, it's 2 o'clock somewhere, so.
Right.
Good. But, other than that,
yeah,
the only other thing I would say is that I think gauging around trying to... It's weird not knowing when these are going to go out, trying to align them. But we have a fucking website.
We do have a website.
We have a website.
We have a website now.
www.thesuitupshow.com.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was just making it so that it's just one hub where you can go and all the information is there.
Yeah.
So, when we launched this, it was kind of hard trying to explain what it was going to be, where you were going to be able to get it, where you're going to be able to watch, listen. You can go to www.thesuitupshow.com and everything is there. It tells you absolutely everything about how to wear, about how to wear,
about how to wear. Watch.
Ooh, a strong gin. About how to watch and listen to the show. And it's also a hub for the podcast. So you can just listen to the show there. Play the podcast, lock your phone, away you go. So that's awesome.
And that is a very important note. Play the podcast, lock your phone. So you're just away.
Yeah, you don't even need an app, which is amazing.
Yeah.
We will be available on Android and iTunes very soon. I think we're already available on iTunes.
Yeah.
No, available on Android, and iTunes will be coming up soon. But again, you can go to the website and it'll all be there. So
yeah.
Yeah. But let's get started, man.
Let's get
this
started.
This is a weird one.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very
strange time.
Sort of world we find ourselves.
We were just saying how weird this is for us because we started this, episodes 1 and 2, just me and you.
Mm.
We then kick-started our little journey. Ugo, Katia,
Elijah.
And now we're back to just me and you again.
Yeah.
We didn't think this would happen this soon.
Well, definitely not this soon because we have like a long list of very interesting, very, very good people that we want to get on. But obviously that has kind of evaporated.
Well, this species f***ed it all up, didn't it? You...
to Batman. That's the only time you'll get away with swearing at Batman.
Yes. Just the mannequin would come alive.
Yes. Instantly choke you.
Yeah, but we kind of just said, we're still going to do it. We'll just do a filler episode and just talk some stuff.
Yeah.
What I am thinking, though, is we've got to, even though this isn't going to be about, as the first one and the second one was about yourself and me and the costumes we brought on, even though it's not going to be about that, we should probably just quickly talk about the costumes because I know they're just set dress,
but
look how good they look.
And I'm sure a lot of people
that's
won't
know. That's egotistical, but yeah. Batman and Nightwing.
A lot of, we might have mentioned it in the first few episodes.
Probably.
This is how we started Batman and Nightwing.
Not these costumes.
Not these costumes, but those
characters.
Yeah. These are the characters we started with. This is always kind of our fallback. Yeah. I send you a picture every so often.
Do you know how many do you know how many images I have of that on my phone just saved in my Google history? Because you always send me the picture of Batman and Nightwing together.
If the moment calls for that picture of Batman and Nightwing running together, is it from Hush?
It's from Hush, okay. The front cover. I can't remember which issue number off the top of my head.
Because Battle of the Cow is when Nightwing's holding the cow. Whenever the moment Hush, calls from it, or you say something, or we're doing something, I send you that picture because it requires.
Because it's like call to arms.
Yeah.
It's just them running into
exactly.
Battle. But that cover was turned into a stamp. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It was turned. I don't know whether it was US Postal or worldwide, but it was turned into a stamp. Yeah.
What is it paying homage to? Because there's another drawing or like frame of Batman and Robin running, but it's far.
Oh, why'd you ask me that? I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I know the answer to that. I do know that there is an insane artist that has just replicated that with his run on Batman.
Oh, really?
Which is, I think it's Batman and Robin. But it's a homage to Jim Lee's version of Hush.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did it come out with the 80-year edition? Because that came out with all the Robins.
Just happened, actually, didn't it? I got that issue as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to get it, but then for some reason, didn't, because I was like, well, I'll be able to go out, and then obviously not.
No, I got the Batman one because they did a load of different variants, because like obviously Batman and then Robin hit as well, the 80th. I now can't remember the artist's name.
Have some more gin, that'll definitely help.
I can't even look at my phone because it's that. So what are we going to talk about?
Well, I think...
Oh, these costumes.
Yeah, these costumes. Back to it.
Literally.
God, that gin's good.
So, yeah, it is. So, yours came first before mine.
Yes.
Conception-wise, you made this.
So this was a lot of help from a man named Sean, a woman named Claudia, all came together to kind of make this...
Yeah, it was a big collaboration, wasn't it? Like, gathering the
materials,
fabric.
The paint. It all came together to make a Justice League Nightwing version.
Yeah, yeah. I think Batman v Superman.
King Tidying cast like the emblem and stuff.
Was it Robin?
Robin
cast. Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Robin cast the emblem. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool. It was supposed to be, if I'm saying this right, the Batfleck version of Nightwing.
Yeah, if Nightwing existed
in that
in the Snyderverse, what how it might have looked like. Yeah, because the colour's a bit darker. You can, from the pattern, you can see like the kind of BVS style,
yeah,
the belt, the wrist wraps, and, you know, just added accents of blue and stuff.
Well, exactly. I mean, quick comparison. Obviously, this was not supposed to be any kind of one specific version. It was based off the fact that I love the Jim Lee Hush Batman so much that I wanted to kind of replicate that in some form.
Yeah.
But I think the BVS cowl is the best that will ever exist. See, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best that will ever exist.
I really like that. I know, because you're very much accuracy. I kind of like going, right, it's as if I've Nightwing.
Mm.
What points do I like?
Mm. Exactly. You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you can see the difference. So where I puff painted this to try and replicate a style of the BVS pattern, yours is actually the an exact representation of the BVS pattern.
Yeah.
Then it's been fabric painted to make it darker.
Yes, it's fabric painted to make it darker.
Which is why you sweat like a...
God damn. Yeah, because I don't like to admit it, but there is a muscle suit under there. And
What?
Right? So there's an undersuit, a muscle suit, and then that. And then just in case you were worried... any air could ventilate your body, or you could get any sort of cold.
We were saying, man, when we were putting on the mannequin, I'd never actually looked at the guts of the inside, and it's like a scuba fabric lining with then a thick muscle base, and then that's not a spandex, that's a really heavy-duty BVS-style material glued down. And then it's fabric painted, so there's no way of getting out of that.
Oh, yeah. So if you really wanted to lose weight fast, just go into that. And then I wore it during a weekend when it was so hot, it dipped into the 30s.
I think if you'd have worn that in a foreign country, you'd have died.
I'm surprised you didn't die in England. England was hotter than some countries that week.
That was a time where we didn't go to con together, and I met you at MCM.
Yeah.
And I just remember seeing you coming towards me and the sheen. You were just...
Yeah.
People were patting you down. It was...
Well, also, I grew my hair long because Nightwing had long hair.
Exactly. Yeah. Fair play to you for wearing that as long as you did. You wore that till about 4 or 5 o'clock,
I think. Oh, God. I was unhealthy.
And then went back and got changed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then went to the after party where I had one of the best times of my life. But because I was like, all right, now it's my turn.
Because you could breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freedom. I didn't know Robin cast that. That's so weird because we know so much about each other.
Hmm.
I'd have thought I knew everything about that suit because it's the old style emblem.
Yeah.
It's not the new V across the shoulders.
Well, it's not the new... Because there's an... Obviously, people who know comics, there's a new 52 emblem and then there's like a brand new emblem, which is that, but a lot less detailed, I would say.
Yeah, it's very... one-dimensional.
Well, it's the bird head and then the lines.
Yes.
It's how some people draw it.
What's your favourite? I don't know what this.
Genuinely, the new 52 Nightwing, the colour,
well,
the red.
Red.
The red. I don't as much like the red. I'm a classic blue kind of guy.
Yeah.
But the style of the suit I really, really like.
It is
because
very...
It's the very... V, but then it's got that little triangle which just takes it a bit further for me. I really like it. Yeah.
There's so many interpretations of Nightwing that I love because, like I say, that new 52 version, which is red, it reminds me of the Chris O'Donnell Robin.
Yeah.
So there's that in there as well.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of blue. I love the blue.
Yeah. No, but I think Nightwing, it just is blue. But that style, how they drew him, and I was like, dang, I really like that costume. Like, I really like that costume.
My favourite is Hush.
Oh yeah, Jim. Yeah,
have you? Oh, there's an incredible podcast. You'd have to go back. It's
Are you talking about other podcasts on this show? How dare you?
Well, they all inspired us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm joking.
But there's a very good Kevin Smith podcast with Jim Lee, and I think there's one with Jeff Loeb who collaborated.
You met Jim Lee, didn't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Good tie-in. That's why I made this suit.
Yeah.
Not to meet Jim Lee, but this suit was made because there was a group of us that were able to go to the Birds of Prey premiere. And
which I couldn't go to because I was working on Venom at the time.
And you can now say that.
Yeah.
Things been released. Venom 2.
Venom 2.
Yeah.
Oh, spicy.
Just literally
spicy.
Finished filming late February before all this lockdown happened. And yeah. then
yeah.
then they couldn't.
And then that was yeah. it, yeah. But yes, you weren't able to make that one. And I
and Jim Lee was there.
Oh,
right. Don't touch me.
I won't touch you as much as I want.
And we do.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a group of us that were able to go to the Birds of Prey premiere.
Yeah.
There was obviously... It's a hard premiere to go to in cosplay because you want to try and gauge the amount of characters in cosplay versus the film. For example, you don't want to turn up and have 20 Harley Quinns.
No.
Because... You want to represent all the different characters. There was a wide span of characters in cosplay, but I wanted to do Batman. And luckily enough, I was able to, because there was, believe it or not, a concession, is that the right word, about what you could and couldn't dress as.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember the whole conversation about what characters they wanted and what characters they were like, no, no, no.
Yes, because obviously this was a Harley Quinn led film and they didn't want other characters overshadowing that. Luckily, Batman was a tick on the list and I was able to do Batman. And yeah, Jim Lee was there. I could not believe it. I could not... Honestly, of all the places I expected to see Jim Lee, it was not at the Birds of Prey London premiere. No. I don't know why they were there. I completely... up. I just ran over and went, no, I'm coming to shoot
you. Oh my God, I love you. Do you recognize the costume?
Honestly, I just ran over. I was like, oh my God, I need to take a picture with you, please. Yeah. You're amazing. You're the best. And what a dude. But yeah, he's just my OG guy for Batman and Nightwing as well.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah, that is
amazing.
That style of Nightwing. And I appreciate kind of storytelling in costume design, because if you understand the characters and who Batman is and how he's trying to be a symbol, Nightwing isn't that person. Do you know what I mean? His costume doesn't matter as much because he's not trying to be a symbol. He's just trying to help out the Justice Department.
Yes.
And that's really good because it goes back to Batman never brought his parents' killers to justice. Batman helped Dick bring... Robin, Dick, if we're talking about Nightwing, his parents' killers to justice. And I think that's such a cool thing that they kept that in the character design as well. It's like, that's the divergent between the two.
Yeah.
That's what I really appreciate.
Unless you get wound up in the whole weird Nightwing Kryptonian version. Which is just bananas.
I like that that story exists and that's why he calls himself it.
I like that that exists and that's why he has such an affinity towards Superman.
Yeah.
It is strange.
But I do like he's obviously Dick Grayson Nightwing has his real dad who died in the accident, but then he's been raised by a lot of people who are heroes and can take certain things from them because, you know, Superman, Batman have very different philosophies on justice.
Yeah.
But he's able to, you know, see good sides of both of them. I won't get into Nightwing again because I'm sure I did.
Exactly. And I was just trying to think, how the hell did we get onto this? But I was just saying there's a very good podcast with Kevin Smith and Jeff Loeb.
Yes.
And that is on... I'm not sure which one it is, whether it's the Jeff Loeb one or the Jim Lee one, but they talk about the business plan behind Hush.
Yeah.
And the idea was Jim Lee was a Marvel artist.
Yeah.
And he hadn't crossed over to DC yet. So DC landing Jim Lee on Batman was a huge deal.
Mm.
And Jeff Loeb wrote the... This is probably boring the f*** out of everyone, but...
this is the tangent we've got.
Content. Yeah.
But you'll watch it, you're inside.
Yeah, but Jeff Loeb wrote it in a way that every week you got to see Jim Lee draw a different DC character. And that is why that book is so phenomenal, because I know there's some people out there that are about the storyline of it, but... Every week, and you look through that book, it's issue one. Jim Lee draws Batman, he draws Croc, he draws Catwoman, tag ends with Poison Ivy. You go on, he draws Superman, he's drawing all these different characters, and it's like a soap opera with a cliffhanger, where each week you get to see Jim Lee draw all these amazing characters, Nightwing, because they knew that people would want to see the Jim Lee version of that character.
It's also, it's a very good medium, comics for art that impacts you, because you might, maybe you're not into the artists of the comic book world, but if you read a comic and sometimes art will strike you, you might not have, but it will. You just don't realize it. You'll read a panel, you'll see something, and go, "Wow, I love that image." You know, whether you put it into a tattoo or that's strong water.
No, exactly though. But I always think that the art is what grabs you first, and then you see how good the story is. You know,
So definitely,
But that's so that's the story of Our Soups. Yours was a BVS rendition of what Nightwing would look like.
I sweated in mine, and you got to meet Jim Lee. So put that out there.
Swings and roundabouts. But yeah, it was kind of a hush, not hush Batman.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to create a Batman.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that was it.
Yeah. That is also, I recognise the gauntlets, because that's from your Batman Ninja.
Well, now you're exposing the fact that it was a last minute build, but yeah, so
see that you say that like I've just dropped you in it, and they go, "That's a last minute build," and now people are going to look at that and go, "Oh, that's what you can do with last minutes." What an asshole.
Quickest cosplay I've ever built.
You know what?
I will say,
you know what? This episode's over.
I will say only because I had already built the muscle suit. So the muscle suit was built for an existing cosplay. Which I won't say, because I'm still going to make it.
Yeah.
Cosplans. Hashtag cosplans.
Yeah.
I had the muscle suit ready for something else. And then with the invitation to the Birds of Prey premiere, I thought, okay, I've always wanted to do a Batman. I can do Batman for Birds of Prey. I'm just going to do my rendition of the Hush Not Hush BVS / Batman. But because it was already built, all I had to do was grey sports stuff over the top of the muscle suit, puff paint. These, like you say, were from Batman Ninja, which was already made for a previous comic.
Wait, so that's not like a Batman morph suit?
No, this is no.
So why are the lines on the abs perfect?
You're welcome.
No. Very good answer.
No, so it's just a you know. Yeah, like sports jogging, like Under Armour. Like Under Armour. Yeah, it's just one of those. Just like a grey and grey. You can actually see the faint line there. Give you a tip, turn it inside out. That way you lose all the logos, you lose all the sewing patterns, everything. So it's actually inside out.
You're going to want to cut that out when this goes to air, because that's such a good...
We're on lockdown, baby!
That's incredible.
But yeah, so everything's flipped inside out. It's just grey sports gear. And then puff painted. These are from Batman Ninja. This was a Ruby's belt, I think, that my wife Ellie used for her Batwoman. Do you remember she did a Batwoman cosplay?
Yeah, I do. But it was red.
Not anymore.
That's a really good paint job.
Yeah, I just repainted it gold to match the stuff. And then I had the BVS cowl, because one day I knew I wanted to do Batman v Superman.
It's you loved that cow anyway. You were like, this is the best. It is fantastic.
We have already said we're going to do an episode on the DCEU, because I can talk about that unlimitedly. There has never been a better Batman cow than that. F*** you if you think otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He could turn his head in it. That's
exactly. Ironhead Studios knocked it out of the park with that. There's nothing wrong with it.
Did they release a thing saying they're not going to do any more DC work for a while?
They didn't because of Justice League.
They didn't because of Justice League, because of how
Ironhead Studios didn't do Justice League.
Mm.
Hey guys, it's James, Quantum Cosplay from the editing booth. Just a quick message. There is a slight drop in audio quality coming up. It only lasts about 3 or 4 minutes. We just had some trouble with the memory cards. Hopefully it doesn't bother you too much. If it does bother you, I don't know. See Tim at UK Grayson for refunds. That's Tim at UK Grayson for refunds.
There's a big hole. We'll get into it. We'll get into that. DCU episode, but
everyone knows we're DC fanboys. There'll be
a whole DC. You know, it'll go into the Snyder Cut. It'll go into everything.
Yes.
Yeah. But
I want to do an episode on the Snyder Cut.
But Ironhead Studios did that cow and that cow only. But Ironhead Studios didn't do the Justice League cow, because you can even see Affleck kind of doing the Keaton turn in
isn't it?
Exactly, because he can't turn his neck, because Ironhead nailed it. Best Batman count ever.
They nail a lot of things.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
So we've just rambled.
Yeah, we
have. For a good.
Do you want to know how long we've rambled?
Definitely.
Yeah, we've rambled for half an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good gin.
It's a good gin.
Yeah,
pretty good gin.
I will say what I kind of wanted to steer this podcast in about in the direction towards was what you can do while you're inside. Perhaps good Netflix.
You mean Netflix, based on the last episode? You need to practice saying the word Netflix.
Hang on, this will help me.
That's it. That is a good topic to get into, though.
Yeah,
actually, what you can do while you're in lockdown.
While you're in lockdown,
what a position to be in.
If yeah,
you're lucky enough to be healthy and fit and financially okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
please
don't use lockdown to fall into like things of depression, because this is
we're sitting here drinking.
Yeah, please say yeah. Exactly. Take this as an opportunity, because it's not a situation anyone wants to be in. But you can come out of lockdown two ways. You can come out, you know, feeling okay, this is a chance for me to do this, but I've always wanted to do this, or you could.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how. Well, we're living together.
Yeah.
Currently for this podcast YouTube thing, but as you mentioned earlier, when able to, I've been just trying to cosplay as much as I can.
You've been working
using the time to better cosplays that I have, rather than make new stuff, because that's not going to happen. You can't buy anything. Just improving cosplays I already have whilst trying to keep fit and spend time with family and stuff like that. You've been doing a lot of keep fit stuff.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, which is great. If you haven't been able to do any of that, why is that beeping?
This will be a cut point.
This will be an edit point.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back. We're back.
That was a
camera trouble there. But I think we were just saying about lockdown, how you can approach it.
Yeah.
Go into it with a positive mindset. Do the best you can. If you've not been able to, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's not,
Everyone deserves a break. I mean, I would.
Don't tell us. Don't let us tell you how to live. We're drinking on the internet.
That's going to go down well.
As well as this.
Yeah, exactly. But, take lockdown how you want. Relax. Just take it easy.
Any episode's going to look there like a breakdown.
It's a breakdown. The world's ending.
God. Start dressing how you would in Mad Max Fury Road.
What about gin?
Is that going to be an edit point? Are you just going to go off screen and get gin?
Yeah.
Does the
watch? No. Watch.
Was that intentional? Like the cable is long enough for you to refill gin?
Yeah.
Keep that under there? Because I feel like we'll go through it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why I bought such long cables, so I could have Jim at an arm's reach.
Who's Jim?
Jim? You never met Jim? He's a lovely guy.
Oh, he gives us gin.
Exactly. So, when this whole lockdown fan, we said, let's do some subject-based stuff.
Yes.
Wonder how loud that registered on the mic.
That was perfect. That was like an advert.
If mic is too high.
Oh, I'm keeps pulling that about. I'm sure the people at home would love that when you just did.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Drinking on a podcast is better than eating on a podcast.
Oh, but
yeah. There's no microphone 100%. Disturbance. So, we said that we could talk about some subject-based stuff.
Yeah.
Which is an idea that we had anyway.
Yes.
About getting people on the show.
Yeah, we wanted a few podcasts dedicated to subject.
I think even on episode 4, our last episode, we briefly hit on social media with Katia and said, this is too big a subject to have a quick 10-minute segment at the end of an episode. And it would be something that we did an episode on. I'm not touching social media while I'm drunk, but you're drunk, tipsy.
Yeah.
But so we thought, let's talk about some subject-based cosplay-related topics.
Yeah. I think the first we were definitely going to go into was buying versus making.
Yeah. Massive topic, which some people have a real about.
Some people do have a kind of an about buying versus making. And I think I think at the end of the day, or actually, no. To begin off, cosplay is for everyone. Let's put that in. That is for everyone. That's not just a saying that people say.
But
it is for everyone. If you buy your cosplay, and people give you shit, don't worry about that. However,
yeah,
if it's bought, you're probably not going to get something that fits as well or is as unique as something made.
Oh, the tailored element. Yeah,
because when you make cosplay, you make it for you. Or some people make screen, but usually a lot of people make it for them, so it looks great on them.
That is the big benefit of buying versus making. Yeah. Actually, I hadn't even thought of that. It's probably going to... Yeah, loud that hissing is. I'm worried if that's going to pick up on the mic.
I don't know how you mixed your drink with a snake in it.
No idea. It's because it's brand new tonic.
Yeah.
That's why I moved it all the way over there. I'm like, f*** you. But yes, people always go on about buying versus making as if cosplay should only be a making hobby.
Yeah.
I think that's so weird. It goes back to the subject which we're maybe going to hit next, which we're like, can we talk about?
Yeah.
But, like you said, cosplay is for everyone.
Yeah.
And it kind of comes down to the same thing. Cosplay is literally costume roleplay.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with making your own suit. Has nothing to do with... I think there's a... I know the topic probably took a big turn with the invention of 3D printing. There would have been a lot of people who crafted their stuff, maybe even like clay sculpted, whether it's foam crafting, clay sculpting, fabric sewing, whatever it is. And then the 3D printer came along and all of a sudden you can, with some very strong knowledge base of how those programs work.
Because there is goes in like scaling and like...
That's the thing. People always say, oh, the click of a button, all of a sudden you've got...
No, that's not true at all. That is not true. You have 3D modelers who spend, you know, and are very good at, you know, modeling something on a computer, because it's not just you go and then it's like Microsoft Paint. God,
I mean,
to get that reference.
Exactly. Right. And let's be honest, if that was the situation, it would... The best stuff, some of the best stuff you can buy now, cows, props, comes from 3D printing.
Yes.
Because you can get that incredibly smooth finish on a 3D print, mold it, cast it, away you go. Mm. That being said, as much, and this comes down, everything we talk about on the show is going to be personal opinion.
Yeah.
This isn't the be all and end all, right and wrong.
We are not.
What do you think? What do I think? What do you think?
Yeah, we are not the officials on any, and we are not experts on any. We're too with an opinion. Yeah.
Look at this right now.
We're drunk.
The world is ending. Yeah. We've poured a drink and done a podcast.
Exactly.
But personally, for me, if I can make it freehand, like without the help of computers or anything, just from grabbing raw materials and shaping it into something, that's my favourite way. I'm not saying it's the best way. That's my favourite way of making something.
Yeah.
Because then I can say, I made that from scratch without any help.
It genuinely does come down to how you want to approach this hobby, because this is a hobby that you can enjoy. So if you are an amazing 3D modeller, print everything you like. If your job facilitates the fact that you can buy some badass costumes, do that. Because at the end of the day, this is something to enjoy in your best time. There's always going to be people who respect, oh, you made it, I respect you more. There's a whole respect. But this is for you to get enjoyment out of.
Yeah.
This is a hobby for you to get enjoyment out of, no matter how you approach it.
Exactly. Cosplay, costume roleplay.
Yeah.
The whole point of cosplay, I think... That's the funny thing, isn't it? The whole cosplay is for all.
Mm.
That's almost become a... Even saying...
Like a joke. I hate saying it.
I hate saying it. It's like an in-joke.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's f***ing obvious. Of course cosplay is for all.
Yeah. It's obvious you shouldn't have to say it. Yeah.
So cosplay how you want to cosplay at the end of the day, because that's going to be the best way for you to do it, because you, as long as you're not hurting anyone, are enjoying the hobby as best you can.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's just...
And it's also that thing, we keep saying those things as if they're like oh, no one's saying this. Everybody's saying and thinking it. And we only reiterate it because it is so obvious. And sometimes...
Exactly.
There can be ugliness that rears its head.
And that's the point, I think, of having a platform like this and making that apparent.
Why have you done that?
Because it keeps hissing. That's why I spilled the drink on the table. It's making such a loud noise. Oh, like I'm sitting here, I'm pretty...
That's, and I'm like, that's the best thing you've ever said to me is like, why have you put the coaster on top of the cup? Because it's hissing. And that's why I spilt it. that's why I spilt it on the table, because it's hissing.
Because I went to put the thing... Yeah, but all I worry about... I've got f***ing head in this. If all I can hear is... Over me and you talking, I'll have a f***ing nightmare.
It's so good.
Job done.
It's so good.
That's all cosplay is. Problem solving.
Okay. Good.
But in all seriousness, buying cosplay, I don't know why it's even something frowned we upon? Should have to bring up as being frowned upon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it is frowned upon. I just know there's f***ing idiots out there that do frown upon it, as if making your cosplay is the thing you have to do.
Mm.
Buying a cosplay... That thing right there, that's bull.
Mm.
That's bull.
Mm.
The count. One day, I aspire to make those myself. That I can make. That, that's going to take some hard work.
Yeah.
But if anything, buying a cosplay, and then you go to Comic-Con, you see people are like, oh, I made this.
Mm.
It gives you a reason. You're like, oh, well, maybe I can make that. Maybe I can try. How can I go about making that? I joke with the coaster thing.
Yeah.
It's problem solving. That's what cosplay is.
Yeah, and I think it's like, it's how it is. If someone makes something and it's impressive, do never, ever be afraid to tell them, because that's great. But also, if someone's bought something, don't just shit on them for it.
Exactly.
There's a lot more important reasons to shit on someone than there is because they haven't bought something.
Yeah, yeah. Not in the literal sense, but yeah. Then you get into corner of the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. And before we go into anything, because I get this, I've actually got this from people who found out I've done cosplay. Would you have sex in cosplay?
Cut.
This is your fault.
It's why was this a good idea to drink and do podcasts?
This is the worst. Oh my god. Never get through this episode. No, I meant the practicality of it. Maybe just like, for me, it's easy because keep the cowl on. But you, look, keep the mask on, but you'd have to keep a cowl on.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Mm.
Gets weird. There's no one builds flies into... Well, actually, a lot of people do. We're just idiots. We never build flies into the...
Katya, a professional cosplayer on the last...
No, I like the way you say professional compared to this mess.
It's this mess that we are. Like, actually, someone who, you know, is artistic, takes it seriously, pockets, zips, everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is ingenious when you see a cosplay and they've got a bag taped on the inside of a prop, or a prop turned into a bag. I've seen that before.
It's a whole new level when people make something which only exists on the screen, and then they go, right, the practicality of this must have something to it. So pockets. She's done one for me, which now I take, is on gloves.
The finger. That,
and
oh, giggity.
I'm leaving that one.
Just walk by that.
Yeah. Kicking the finger.
But like the finger hole.
Yeah, the finger hole, yeah. And cut a finger hole, then paint the thing in marker or whatever so you can use your phone. Yeah.
Cut a hole in the glove, paint your finger black. All of a sudden
Did all that come through, or was it just finger jokes?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you can use your phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've never done that. I need to do that because the amount of times I need to use my phone, the gloves for that are black leather. I can't do anything in it. But something that just crossed my mind as you were saying about that, I was listening to Joe Rogan. He had a comedian on there who has just made a new cartoon series.
Is it Bill Burr?
No. It's, I can't remember. Trussell, Duncan Trussell, maybe. I'm maybe pulling that out of my ass.
That sounds like a made-up name, but I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to double down. Yeah. Duncan Trussell.
Right? Duncan Trussell.
Probably not, but...
That sounds like a name you give the police if they pull you over being drunk and disorderly.
Well, if his name's real, then f*** you.
Yeah. Good point.
It's Duncan something. Duncan Drizzle. He just made...
Duncan Donuts.
I guess the best way to describe it would be Rick and Morty-esque cartoon Netflix series.
Oh, it's
series.
With the same guy who does the voices.
No, so it's from the makers of Adventure Time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the guys, he was being very positive about the create. I can't remember the name of that guy, but the guy who created Adventure Time, he was talking about how they were creating these characters, and he said, you have to remember, when we create these characters, they may become so famous that people will want to cosplay them.
Mm.
And this character that we've created doesn't have any pockets.
And I was like, okay.
What? And he was like, so we should give this guy a bag so that then cosplayers who cosplay this character have something to carry their stuff
in. That's so crazy.
I was like, that is another level of creation.
Well, that shows cosplay's influence on the world. And to sound all like big cosplay's influence on the world, but to go, people might cosplay this.
Exactly, yeah.
But I've heard like game developers before say, we're really looking forward to the people who cosplay this.
Yeah.
Because it is like a thing now. People go, right,
well,
I can do that.
It's like a badge of honour.
Yeah.
Once someone cosplays something, they love it that much. We spoke on our first couple of episodes about the biggest fans are cosplayers.
Oh,
undoubtedly. If we didn't, then we should have done. Because the biggest fans are cosplayers.
Yes.
If you love something so much, you put your time and energy into building something, creating it, and then going out, putting it on display and wearing it in front of people, you're a fan.
You are a big fan.
And so for someone to do that with your character you've created... Amazing.
What an expression of love that, wow, this character...
I hope you're going to cover your drink with your coaster.
When this lockdown ends and we go out, that's all I'm going to do now is when I'm at a bar, I just cover it in a coaster and go, yeah, you do this. It's called the suit up. No, that has to be a drink. We'll make a drink.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's definitely going to be some gin in it.
Yeah. No, but that is, as we were saying before, that is such an... a thing of you love the character to go, right, I'm going to recreate perfectly and brilliantly for like someone who drew that, or maybe a few people drew it and it got to like the final stage and everybody was happy to go, look, now that person has made that. And that wasn't supposed to exist in the real world.
Exactly.
Someone, because they often, and I will say in particularly video games, there is never there's never a wardrobe process. But cosplayers will make it.
Yeah.
You know? And perhaps that's a step in anime as well, because anime characters are just drawn. There is never anything. And then some people will make that.
Yeah, I think the closest you'll get is maybe a figure or a statue.
Yeah.
Say for the Arkham games.
Yeah.
You go to a Comic-Con, you see a statue of the Arkham Asylum, Origins, Knight.
But people will make
figure,
the costume.
But people will make the costume people and create this 3D rendition of it. And
bring it to life.
Imagine making something that was never meant to be three-dimensional and then seeing it made as a three-dimensional object, like with real texture and real fabric. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, that's the thing about a hobby. It doesn't matter and it does. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Because it doesn't matter because this is a hobby. This is something for you to do in your free time, you know, whichever you do in the real world, how you take care of your family. But putting all your effort into this, people will enjoy it. I remember the few times. Do you remember when we were, we went to, I can't remember which con it was, but we were all DC characters, and we went past the DC booth, and that guy absolutely loved us.
Mm.
Like, he was just working there, and he absolutely loved it, because he was a DC fan.
Because clearly he was a DC fan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look what you guys have done.
I even see, like, you always get young kids coming up to you and asking, how do I start? Where do I start?
Mm.
But you also get adults. Like, there's a group of guys just dressed normally, and I'll say it, not looking like nerds, not any sort of... Because people do judge
us for it.
But just like, dude, so how does this work? I'm like, dude, just start.
Yeah.
Start doing it. I'm just going to on you for just going out there and putting yourself out there.
That's the best thing, isn't it? We didn't have a clue what we were doing when we started. You don't. You just learn by doing. It's like playing a new board game or something like that. You're like, have you played it? You just jump in the deep end and do it.
And afterwards, you'll probably get p***ed in your costume.
Oh,
especially
at MCC. On a podcast. If it gets that far, that you make a podcast and get pissed on it. Cheers.
But don't, though, because we're...
Cheers.
Cheers.
Three cameras.
Cheers.
Yeah.
But...
Go on. With that said, and the amount of non-formatting that this show has, did we even cover the whole buying versus making? I think we did.
That's literally the conversation we just had.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did we cover it well enough? Because then we went off on tangents.
Yeah, there's a hundred tangents.
I think
the bottom line is, you can do both.
Yes.
But, and look, if you buy...
Well, let's
be prepared. Go on.
No, sorry.
Be prepared that people will not respond to it as much. But, you know, you're having fun. And if you do make, you will get all the adulation you deserve.
Yeah, but I think that's a secondary quality, people responding to the fact they made a cosplay.
Yeah.
But then that's a personal thing that you can latch onto, because someone who has... Let's take two people. Mm. One person's made a cosplay, one person's bought a cosplay.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. The only benefit between the two is that the person who's made it can say that they've made it.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Everything else goes out the window. They're going to have the same amount of fun. They're going to have the same amount of passion for it.
Yeah.
Because to go out and dress as that character just in itself, say you've got two Captain Americas.
Yeah.
One person made their Captain America costume from scratch with all the fabrics and the textures and the shield, everything. One person bought it. Exactly the same. They're going to have exactly the same experience at a con. Exactly.
Oh, and I think this is very important to say. This just hit me as you were saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that someone else bought theirs and you made yours does not take away from your skill or how good you are.
No.
Like it's not.
Not at all.
Not at all.
The only thing I will say is that most of the... cosplay, it has an online presence.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this person has so many followers. Yeah. This is why we started this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why we started this show.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to avoid that.
Yeah.
But a lot of cosplayers online, their followers determines their presence, I guess. Well, I mean, it's weird, to
think
talk about.
That is a problem that's not just with cosplay, that's with people now. It's
just
look
general.
At that. Look at that Instagram number or that Twitter or whatever platform you use, and you're like, right, that's my value as a person.
Yeah,
and that's not true at all.
But
not true.
Oh no, that no, that, and that is a different conversation to be had. But all I was going to say is that a lot of the time, when you look at, say, if you took four or five random pickings from big cosplayers, say celebrity cosplayers. I hate that word, but a lot of cosplayers who are lots of followers, you know, famous in the community, I suppose.
Yeah.
You'll go on one of their posts and it will be, I'll give you for example, cow made by so-and-so, bodysuit made by so-and-so, belt made by so-and-so, gauntlets made by so-and-so, boots made by so-and-so. Because... that's the thing. They're just going after the best of the best, combining it.
Yeah.
And that's a talent in itself, sourcing materials, purchasing different things.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
because that happens in films.
Exactly.
In films, they go, who's the best guy to do this?
Who's the best guy to do this? Who's the best guy to do this?
Oh.
At the same time, if you get someone who can do all of that, then round of applause. Because that is amazing in itself.
And the fact that people can just... bite doesn't take away from the fact that you have all those skills.
And vice versa.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's never a race. There's never a race. It's life, and do what you do makes you happy.
Exactly. Cosplay. Just enjoy it.
Exactly.
Amen. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, man. I feel like that's a good... Go on.
I feel like that's a good edit point because I need a piss.
I'll pause this.
And that will stay in.
You've never needed a piss before. I wonder what's changed.
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
I've upgraded from gin to beer to gin.
There we go.
And we're back. We're back. Edit point, we're back.
We are. It's a very good edit point.
I'm fine with
slightly
doing, like,
different spaces.
Edit points in the... Huh?
You'll never get where you were, but I appreciate the, like...
I'm fine with doing edit points on a... Cheers, man.
Cheers.
No drinks. On a podcast where we drink.
Yeah.
makes sense to have edit points.
You're doing it again.
It's so fizzy.
It's not that fizzy. I've been saying. Perhaps your hearing's better than mine. Your eyesight.
My eyesight's better than yours.
It's so fucking like bastard good.
Yeah, it's that Kryptonian DNA.
Oh god.
But
actually, infuriates me.
Dare we do it? Dare we delve into the next subject?
I'm so worried. I'm so worried. I'm so worried because
let's run our thoughts.
Okay, let's run our thoughts and see what happens.
To you, the viewer.
Well, because we've covered the topic of buying versus making.
This and, next you know what? And you know what? That subject, we've covered it briefly whilst having drinks. That's ridiculous. I would love to go into that more with someone else, like maybe cosplayers who just buy their cosplays.
Yeah.
Maybe cosplayers who just make their cosplays. Yeah. That'd be a big subject we can expand on. But we had a quick chat about it.
Yeah.
It's a filler episode.
Exactly.
It's COVID-19. We're dealing with it.
Exactly.
But we were thinking about other conversations to have.
And what are genuine conversations within it?
Yeah, and yeah, other conversations that maybe we just have amongst like friends or people in the community, things that people talk about, which is like buying versus making.
Yeah. So I think we've danced around it long enough. The topic is sexual/nude within cosplay because, unless you're living under a rock, you know Instagram has a lot of like links to like lewd versus nude versus like there's a lot of that pedal.
What does lewd even mean?
I think it's a nice way of saying erotic, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah.
Lewd. Adjective. Crude and offensive in a sexual way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. This was a subject that I said to you, we should talk about and we shouldn't feel bad talking about it.
Yeah.
Because at one point or another, we will talk about it more on this podcast. Yeah. This podcast is an evolving thing with YouTube.
And so I also said I was worried thing. Because there's not... We both haven't done it because we kind of like to...
Well, we're too sexy.
We haven't done it because... yeah, because we're too sexy. No, because we haven't. We want to. That's who.
But we just haven't.
Yeah,
that's
some,
it. We
some
just
people
haven't.
Want to, you know, be release sexy. Be sexy.
Hashtag or... release the fizz.
This has gone right the f- off the rails. There's going to be no guessing.
I think that's in keeping with the new topic.
Yeah.
Hashtag release the fizz.
Release the fizz.
But
yeah, there is a whole thing about cosplay or. People who use cosplay to be sexy or nude or to be... And that is...
I would go way above and beyond that. I would say that has almost overtaken what cosplay is. My Instagram feed...
Yeah.
...is full. I do not...
Did you hear that, Ellie?
I love the boobies.
Well, that stays in.
I don't go, I love the boobies, stays in. I do not go out of my way to follow cosplayers that will take a cosplay, for example, take a character and turn that into a cosplay that can be interpreted in a sexual way.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't go out of my way to follow that. Yet when I click that search bar, boom, that feed... is full of... There's the odd thing that is referenced to me, say, Batman cows, Superman cosplays, Aquaman cosplays, things that relate Marvel cosplays, DC cosplays. 90% of the time is boobs.
Mm.
And I think that shows... Let's get our opinions out there first. Mm. I don't care if someone does a nude cosplay, if someone does a sexy cosplay, if someone takes a character that isn't sexy... and extrovertly makes that character sexy. I don't care. There are characters or cosplayers that take non-sexual characters, like Pokemon, for example. And turn them into a sexy, like...
Thing. Yeah.
I don't care.
Mm.
Awesome. Go for it. I love nudity. Mm. I love boobs. Love it. Love it. Couldn't care less.
What are your feelings about nudity, though?
Love it! But it's a funny subject to talk about. And the fact that we even felt awkward talking about it.
Yeah, we did.
But I said to you, we should talk about it because the reason it exists is because of, I feel, males, men. I genuinely do.
Well, no, you get bisexuals and people who like women, let's say, more.
If you took the numbers, I'm pretty sure all those people who are following those Patreons and fan-only things, I'd say it's more men than female.
The larger scope is male, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about earlier in the week when we were going to talk about it, we even brushed the subject, and there aren't... I don't think the comparisons are there. I would say that men will tend to cosplay a character, say, in the nude or shirtless or provocatively, let's say, when it is an exact representation of a character. So say I'll be Aquaman with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Something where it's existed.
Okay.
Whereas a female character is more likely to be pushed provocatively because, and only because, the male response is stronger.
Do you think that speaks to the fact that comics used to be, I know it's not the same now, but comics used to be
sexualized in a massive way.
Well, driven towards like a male, like a
male gaze.
Yeah, like a teenage male audience.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because you've only got to go back to late 80s, early 90s.
Yes.
I mean, Power Girl.
That's still like...
That's my go-to. I'm like, Power Girl, there's just legs and boobs.
Yeah. Yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Love
I mean, was that... But, that was a joke, but they made it serious as to why...
The character's amazing. Yeah. The character, when you look at her with the whole second generation Kryptonian from another parallel... Yeah.
She doesn't wear a shield on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been made to do that. But I think artists have always leaned towards sexualized characters.
But I will say...
Well, it's not even...
It might even be that with males as well, because if you look at how males are drawn, especially Nightwing, he's probably the most kind of sexualized drawn male character, but also they're drawn very Adonis-like.
Yeah.
You know, they've got muscles on top of muscles.
It's the peak of physical human conditioning, isn't it? You bought me the most incredible birthday present ever.
Because I love you.
Ever, and I love you for it. That was a long, long play. I just wanted that book.
Yeah.
And you bought me an incredible present, which was Michael Turner, black and white version of the Batman v. And Superman, not Batman. Yeah.
He's someone I think who draws men and women
sexualized
to the same amount of raw sexuality.
Yeah. In their peak physical condition. Yeah. The muscles, the do you know what I mean? It's just
what Hollywood thinks average people look like when they cast them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But the conversation has to be had, and the conversation will be had with, because we're worried about talking about it from a male perspective. Well, guess what? We're two guys talking about this on a podcast.
Yeah.
There will be a point where we get female
perspective
on this.
Yeah.
Because I would love to hear a female perspective.
Yes, definitely.
But I feel a female perspective would be the same as our perspective, because we don't give a shit.
You would feel that because you're a man.
I'm a man. But no, seriously. Yeah. In that... We don't see anything wrong with it.
No. And to be honest, it's both...
Fill your boots. I mean, like...
That's what I was worried about, is because I wasn't worried about our opinions on nude cosplay. I was worried about what people might make of our opinions. Mm. But at the end of the day, like we said at the start, we're not the judges. We're not the roundabout opinions on cosplay as a whole.
Yes.
It's just how we felt.
We're just two guys talking about our opinion. This goes... Literally, there's no... I think you have to ignore all subgenres. Mm. There's nothing involved other than male and female. Just for this topic, I know there's a cross-genre there, but it comes down to a male and female thing. And I don't think that the female sexualization of cosplay would be as strong if it wasn't supported by such a male strong following.
That's a very good way to put it.
Genuinely how I feel. The reason it exists, and that is why I said to you, no, you can't have someone say, you can't have someone get their back up and go, well, no, hang on a minute, blah, 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 you're being sexist or this or that by saying X, Y or Z, whatever. I'm saying it exists because we exist.
Yeah.
It exists because men like looking at that.
Well, that's also...
I'm not saying that women don't like looking at men vice versa as in that sexualized way. I'm just saying it's more predominant in cosplay and I couldn't give a about it. I love it. Go for it. Fill your boots. It doesn't make you... It's not less of a cosplay or more of a cosplay. Cosplay is costume roleplay. Yeah. Whatever you want to bring into that is fine.
Yeah.
But the female quantity of it only exists because of the male support of it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, it's like when people get into things like... Because you have an entirely new side, which is like Patreon and OnlyFans.
Yeah,
and people go into like, oh, that's wrong, or that's weird, or that's not cosplay. You go, well, no, because ultimately those things wouldn't exist if there weren't people to support them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those things came about because there was such a big market for
exactly,
it.
Exactly, of course.
And I think it's weird. It's especially strange to me when a lot of people are like, oh, that's not it, or that's wrong, or that's, you know, that's sick. And I think, but that has happened naturally. There's clearly a big market for it.
Yeah.
And to deny that exists.
Yeah, I think that... this is where I worry about speaking out of term, is that I'm imagining how the female response would be to that. But I would say that a woman would more likely say, okay, well, we've been more represented as being sexualized early in comics, film, adaptations, whatever, and that pushes that through.
Mm.
But then you say, well, but then you've turned it to your advantage because... You know, that you take that sexualization of the male gaze, the ogling, whatever you want to call it. And then let's be honest, you're using it to your advantage. It's more power to you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, of course. I also think it's a very odd time we find ourselves now in, because I feel like there's a very section of men and women who are very against each other at the moment, or very much don't like each other. Or has that always been?
I think we brushed the topic on Katia's episode, but I remember saying that everything rubs someone up the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it may not even be male or female, just because there's so many subgenres of everything.
Yeah.
It's... I'm gonna quote saying now, okay? It's like the Joe Rogan thing I mentioned earlier. You might not like Joe Rogan, you might not like Joe Rogan, whatever. Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais has a thing in his stand-up where he says, it's like someone puts up a sign for guitar lessons and then someone comes along and looks at it and goes, I don't f***ing want guitar lessons!
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not for you. If you don't like it, walk away. It doesn't matter. It's just... Just as long as you're not hurting anyone, it doesn't matter. Just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, don't inflict your hatred upon other groups of people that are fine with whatever they're doing.
I can see where, like, if you get... it could be, like, okay, let's say another woman who sees, like, maybe she's a fantastic maker... But then she sees someone else who's got like way more followers than her, way better reach. And that person, all they do is do things in a sexy manner, like they take off more clothes. Like it must be.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
It must be frustrating.
Yeah, we
but
have.
At the end of the day, like I said before, them being popular doesn't mean that you won't be. And also, this is a hobby. Take out of it what you can, and if you start being like, then you're not doing it for yourself anymore.
Yeah, I think what you've done there is touch a subject that's really important, and we've kind of maybe brushed over, and that is the fact that the competitiveness that comes with someone that is more able to do that kind of whatever you want to call it.
Well, at the end of the day, it's true in films, it's true in adverts, it's true in everything. Exactly. Sex sells.
Yes.
Sex does sell.
Sex does
sell. And that doesn't mean that you should go sexy or that you have to
become, you should do what you want to do.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, this is a hobby for you.
That's the thing. I would imagine, based on my experience, if I was to see that another male cosplayer had more followers because he was being more sexualized or more...
he was more up and going loose.
More sexualized, whatever you want to call it. That wouldn't make me feel competitive towards that cosplayer.
No.
But... I don't know. That is why we do need the female opinion, I would say. Yeah. Female cosplayer to talk about
to see what they
would feel, because I would imagine that maybe that might be something that a female cosplayer might look at and go, oh, there's room for me to do that. So I should do that. Whereas I don't feel that you should do that. But if you want to do that, go nuts. I don't care.
I can speak to some people might see injustice in it. They might see injustice in, like, I've spent all this time honing my craft and all this person has done has taken their clothes off.
Well, then you come down to a black and white, opposite scenario.
It isn't that at all, because, you know, it isn't that at all, because you might, you know, that person who takes their clothes off might have way more followers or they might have way more of an impact, but it doesn't change the fact that some people might see your costume that you've expertly crafted and go, wow, I have to get into cosplay.
Yeah.
I have to get into cosplay.
Yeah.
Because your costume alone has been like, oh my God.
Exactly.
It struck them. And I don't think you can put... It's not a league table where this is better than this and this is better than this, because this is followers, this is followers. It's just... It's kind of like a chaos. It's a beautiful chaos where everybody's doing what they want, and you shouldn't focus on what other people are doing.
No.
Because it doesn't help you.
And then you also get to the point there where you come into a point where some characters are just more sexualized than others.
Yeah.
And just loving a cosplay.
Yeah.
Loving a cosplay. I can't say cosplay. Loving a character that is more sexualized than others, but wanting to cosplay that character because you love that character, well, then you shouldn't be turned away from that.
No, exactly.
That's just the character design.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's... Even when you look at Wonder Woman and her portrayal in her original film, and then there was conversation from Wonder Woman's Justice League. And in Justice League, apparently, I haven't looked because... There's so much to be talked about in Justice League, and we'll get there. Don't you worry, there's an episode
there's a whole
coming.
Episode, yeah.
But apparently the Amazonians, their skirts are shorter, and there's all this thing which is because the male gaze, and it's like, well, let's make them more sexualized. But then you also get conflicting reports where the actors on set who were Olympic champions, I think some of them were Olympic lifters.
They chose like genuinely strong women.
Yeah.
Genuinely strong
female
powerful women,
presences. Yeah. I'm sure, I may be misremembering, but I'm sure I heard of some extras who were legitimate Olympian athletes. Mm. And they said, we wanted to show our bodies off. We love the fact that we get to show more of our strength.
Well, that's the thing when...
So it's
when you could, like... Everyone has to dictate it, because I know there was this thing about, oh, look at all the Amazonians in their short skirts and their... And then they had a picture with the cast, and there was someone who was with the cast saying, we felt great. Because if you look at them, they're not all like made up to be male gaze pretty. They're just strong women.
Yes.
They really are.
I think the main thing to take away is that as long as everyone is okay with what they're doing... And they feel confident in what they're doing, then do it.
But also, you shouldn't worry
about...
But
don't feel like you should do something.
Don't feel like, oh, if I do this, what are people going to think? Because as long as you haven't hurt anyone, as long as you haven't, you know... Yeah, as long as you haven't hurt anyone, like done something to really, really hurt someone. And we're all adults. We know what that means by really, yes, really hurt yes, someone. Yeah.
Don't be spiteful, yeah, be nasty.
It's a hard thing. It's because at the end of the day, we are all human and we will feel certain ways because we have our own opinions on every sort of thing.
Look at right now. Yeah. I mean,
never shit on anybody else's parade if it doesn't affect. If in the long run it doesn't affect someone.
I think it's the comment. And whenever I see a comment on a social media page, I think, well, was that to benefit you or was that to benefit yourself? And I just think it goes back to the age-old thing of if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, don't say anything.
Or even, I did, like, because I used to get embarrassed when I was younger, argue with people on Facebook. Get nothing with that. Get nothing from that.
Type it out and delete it. That comes from age because I used to do that.
Yeah.
And
but neither of you get anything out of it at the end of the day.
It's your ego. It's going, I know better than you. That's what it is. I know better than you.
Especially on Facebook. And I want to clarify that. Like, there's no problem with having a difference of opinion with someone and having an actual human debate. But on social media... Best thing ever.
The best way to right a wrong is to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And to talk to someone openly, tell each other how you feel, and then compare it.
Yeah.
Screaming at your keyboard. Yeah. And it's just...
You're never going to get anywhere. But an actual, like, a physical conversation with someone where you talk about why this person thinks that or that person thinks that, yeah, go for that. But never think, oh, if I shout at this person on Facebook, I'll win.
Yeah.
Because nobody wins.
There's no winning.
There's no winning. That's like a headbutt contest. You both lose.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think we covered it. I think we did well. What's the time?
I'm worried. 120.
120?
Yeah.
120?
Yeah.
That's 2 hours.
Is it? Oh, it is.
That.
I nearly run out of battery.
I should drink more of this podcast. It flies by.
We'll go. He's just a guest here, like these two assholes. That's what I'm worried about, is because we've like skipped around the issue as opposed to I was worried that we'd skip around it all. But I'm kind of confident. And when we're, you know, in better frame, mate, look at the edit and see what we think. Because we can film again.
When you're sober, check that we weren't misogynist. No, I think, look, I know myself and I know you, and I think there's nothing wrong with having a male opinion about a predominantly female aspect of something. And that goes without saying that we will have, at some point, we'll have to be one of those episode-based subjects where maybe we get on 1, 2, 3, 4, however many we can fit in. Female cosplayers to talk about something like that. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Katia briefly talked about stuff like that in the end of episode 4, I think. But we shouldn't be... I get why we are, because we live in a world where everything is, he said this, she said that. Oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God.
I like that you prefaced this earlier. You said, I love the boobies.
I love the boobies.
Third time.
It's our fault that something that exists, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But... yes, exactly. And it'll be something to talk about. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about our opinion from a male perspective.
No, I totally get that.
But yes, I think... I would say we have a pretty much even approach to everything.
No, cosplay is
for all.
I'd like to think I am an even keel, tolerant person, and that I try... if someone's got a different opinion to me, I try and put myself in their shoes.
Exactly.
And then have a rational conversation with someone at all times. I'd like to think I fall somewhere in the logical sense on most issues.
I would love to have my opinions challenged.
Oh,
genuinely, I would.
Not in like, you're a terrible person. You should go off the air. Yeah. You're Hitler. Get the fuck away from me. Like, genuinely. Genuinely, like, this is where you're wrong and I'll tell you why.
Exactly.
Like, I'd like that.
A face-to-face debate about common sense things. Yeah, exactly. But I think we nailed it, man. We're at 2 hours. We've definitely got
our episode. Yeah.
We're gonna finish this bottle of gin.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And make
yeah.
the most of lockdown.
Yeah.
We're definitely not doing another filler episode straight after this.
No, that was our plan. Wasn't it? We're gonna do one straight after.
We said, we just film a couple of filler episodes. Yeah. Not happening.
By the end of that, by the end of the other filler episode, it would be this is a fucking guy.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, let's wrap it up. I think this was a good episode. I think this was a good episode. And I think this is very apparent of how the whole country feels right now. Let's just have a f***ing drink.
Yeah, let's just...
But let's try and bring this home. First of all, I was just going to say that we hope you're all staying safe.
Yes, we do.
Do what you can for other people. If you know that there's people in need who need help, just help people out. Look after one another. And thank you to frontline workers, all that stuff, because it is a serious issue.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, we're making light of it because we're fortunate enough to be able to make light of it because of the situation we're in.
Yeah.
But genuinely, thank you to all the frontline workers and everyone who's helping out and all that stuff.
And for you, for this show in particular, still give feedback. Let us know if, no, don't ever drink on the f***ing podcast again.
Or drink more.
Please let us know what you think. Please stay safe out there, and hopefully this will all be over soon and we can get back to having interesting people who will stop us from drinking.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the reason for you guys coming on the show. Stop us drinking.
It's becoming a problem.
Start us drinking. Let's try and bring this home. So, Tim, where can people find us on the internet?
If you're looking for us at Twitter and Instagram, you can find us at The Suit Up Show.
That's right. And you can now you can go to our website, www.thesuitupshow.com, and you can find all the information you need there about how to watch and listen to the show. Or you can give us an email at thesuitupshow@gmail.com. That was hard work.
To be fair, you f***ing smashed that. I thought you were going to hang on, let's do it like we're married.
Oh, mazel tov.
Because
cheers, baby.
Cheers, brother.
Keep safe, guys. We'll see you soon. Another filler episode, maybe. We'll see. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making it up as we go along.
Who knows?